Welcome to The Ether. Today is Saturday, May 7th, 2022. Today on The Ether, the Luartian space with Terra Underground and Squid Invasion. Let's take a listen.
Hello, guys. Welcome. This is the first time I'm doing a Twitter space on my own with the help of Finn. Thank you for joining us. I don't know how many is coming because, we had some technical issues. I still don't know what exactly was the problem, but I will look into it further.
Oh, and hey, Terra Underground, if you're going to speak, you got to be on mobile. It's kind of, I think it's acting like you're on desktop, so I can't send you a speaker request. But if you want to speak, hop on the phone. I'll send you a request.
Yeah, so please speak up because, we're here with Terra Underground and with Squid Invasion, both projects upcoming. One is still to be announced where to mint, and the other one is on Mazir on the 16th of May. So we're waiting for Terra Underground to hit the speaker button and grab his phone. But in the meantime, I will ask some questions about Squid Invasion. Can you introduce yourself?
Sure. It's really nice to be here. Really excited. I'm Corvina from Squid Invasion. I'm the artist and co-founder. The other co-founder is Dewix. He's listening in. He's the mastermind behind the project. And basically, Squid Invasion is a project that has two core elements, which are the bucket prize, which is a safety net system for our NFT, and these secondary projects that are related to the bucket prize. The bucket prize is a, as I said, is a safety net system, which allows us to give back value to our NFT. And it's a price we calculate by dividing the treasury by the number of NFTs circulating, which gives us a price at which we were going to buy our NFTs back from holders, which is a system that is implemented to avoid the floor dropping. At the same time, this system is fueled by profits coming from secondary projects, like the card game, which we are promoting on our Twitter now, and which will be a real-life card game also featuring other Terra NFT projects, which is has been really fun to create. And at the current moment, we are also testing with our community.
Yeah, so there are like a lot of aspects here because it's still a rather upcoming project, and you guys talk about the real life game. So is this something that the revenue or something? How do you explain the system that goes into the real life game and in your NFT project?
So basically, how I explain the system. Basically, the secondary projects are elements that are outside the main project, which is Squid Invasion, but related to it by the fact that they give profits to part of their profits to the treasury. In this case, the card game will be sold in real life, meaning we are going to sell it to people from outside Terra, because our aim is to branch out and be able to differentiate our audience. And to do this, we decided rather than doing an online game, we decided to go for a real life one. It's a battle party game with cards, squid cards that battle each other, and special effect cards that that will have NFT projects on them and that turn the tables on the game. It will be sold on outside marketplaces, like for example, we would like to start from Amazon, and it then comes back as part of the profits go back to the main project, Squid Invasion, fueling the treasury, which then which is a long-term system that in time receives these profits from secondary projects, and so it will grow. The backer price will start slow. As I said, it's calculated by dividing the treasury by the number of Squid Invasion and NFTs circulating. So this gives us a price. It gives us a price at which we're gonna buy back the Squid Invasion NFTs. But this will be activated on a scheduled basis, and sometime post mint, and basically this will allow us to avoid the floor dropping. This system also doesn't take into consideration rarity of NFTs, and which means that it's there to help our holders if they and basically the bought NFTs will then put back into the market to be bought at the same price we bought them, creating a circular mechanism that goes along with the project, and in after a certain time frame it will start growing, because it will the backer price will start growing because it will receive profits from secondary project. And as I said, the card game is our first project, but we're going to implement more. We will announce, they will be both on chain and in real life, and we will announce them as soon as we will disclose them as soon as we are more sure about how we're going to implement each part. And this will create this growing backer price that goes along with the typical mechanisms that that are in an NFT project at the same time, which means the more normal market exchanges that that a project has. The backer price is just meant to give back value to the NFT should the floor drop.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. And what you guys have awesome artwork. I'm a fan, so you know that from the start. You even have a Rumble cucumber art piece in there, so like that's awesome. So the we see the cards on Twitter a lot, the collaboration cards with Derby Stars, and with I saw Terabots, I saw whatever, I saw a lot of collaborations, but that's not the thing you guys are minting, right? So just for the audience to hear, so what kind of NFTs are you minting? Because they are cute, but I know. So there are the little squid ones in the sneak peeks in your Discord, and not the cards and the collaboration cards, right?
Yeah. So our NFT is the one is sort of the one you can see in on my profile. It's the squid that this cute little alien squid that has that is in front of a alien planet. And we'll also have some gadgets, as you say. We implemented some Rumble Royale traits, the cucumber weapon being one of them. We will have more references to Rumble Royale, because we are hosting it often on our server, and we noticed that people are really enthusiastic about that. They enjoy it. We have basically gifts wars during the Rumble going, which is great fun. So we wanted to bring this fun back to the NFT. The NFT is not, the cards are not our NFT. The NFT is a separate element. It's the project is based on the NFT, which is obviously the squid with the planet gadgets. It has weapons. I created a lunar hammer to go with it, a scythe, a laser guns. It has a bit of everything. And the cards which we are showing on our Twitter are elements that will go inside the card game. At the current moment, what you've seen, the Derby Stars, yes, we've done with Terrabot, we've done it for Hasbro Heroes, Genesis Wolves. Most recently, we did the card for Wrecked Wolf, so we've got a Wrecked card as well. And they all have different effects, and they will be featured inside the game. Which won't be on chain. Will be just in real life, tangible. The idea is to be able to bring these projects and our project as well. So we have squid cards as well. Bring it back to life so people can share it with their family and friends. Which is something nice. It's something tangible. You can show Terra to everyone, this amazing ecosystem, the amazing projects that are on Terra. You can just bring it and say, hey, I own this one.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. And I know also that DWX has the playtest files up in Discord, so you can download them and print them out and play them. I know he had help from the community to make the card more printable. So it's rather a great and good community we're having back in the Discord and helping you guys out. It's good fun to be a part of this. So I also want to welcome Terra Underground. I think you found the speaker button. So welcome.
Hey guys, thanks for having us today.
Yeah, that's the whole idea is to see what your project is all about. You're in a earlier stage than Squid Invasion is, but can you tell us about something about yourself and how you wanted to do an NFT project? What is so? Just tell us.
So my name is Paul, JPEG Rebel from Australia, and. Conceived the idea for the Terra Underground, which essentially is an NFT collector DeFi ecosystem. And the project came about, if you can bear with me, I need to paint a bit of a picture here, but so it's like December 2021, and my portfolio consists of Metaverse coins, Sand, Alice, Chromia, and some Luna. And my mate sends me through the Lavana light paper and says, hey, check this out. So I read over the light paper four or five times and I was really impressed. And I like doing DD. So I started watching interviews with Jonathan from Lavana. And just the way that he articulated that the project ecosystem and the vision to onboard new users into DeFi through their ecosystem and exciting narratives and NFTs and gaming, I thought was really brilliant because I'd never even bought an NFT before this time. So, but I've always been interested. So after reading the light paper and watching these videos, I bought my first three dragon eggs, joined the Discord, and within a few days, I had liquidated all of my altcoin assets and gone 100% into meteors and eggs, which I thought was pretty crazy, but when you have conviction, for me, I just went all in. And that turned out not to be a bad play because Luna and all the coins that I had dropped 50% while the eggs went up about a 5x. I thought to engage more in Lavana's Discord to become part of this community, which was really unique, and to vote on proposals and to watch the project unfold more. And it just inspired me about Terra and NFTs in general. So I joined a few more projects' Discords, minted a few more NFTs and joined their communities on Discord, and I just felt like deep down I was a part of something really special going on. And I found out the meaning of the definition of the word lunatic. And it was like sharing a journey with like-minded individuals who all share something in common. I guess you can all resonate with that when you tell friends and family that you're buying JPEGs for ridiculous amounts of money and they just think that you're all crazy. So I'm researching DeFi protocols launching because Lavana's being built out on Mars, and I'm watching more interviews with all of these brilliant, bright, creative minds that are working in the space. And it just created a spark in me, this inspiration. But I just couldn't quite put my finger on it and stuff. So I'm tucking my NFTs into bed each night, and I'm a full-time teacher, so I need my rest and stuff, but I just cannot sleep. And every many hours after going to bed, I can't sleep. And it was like my subconscious was planning something that I'm unaware of. And then like 2 weeks later, I wake up and it became clear, and it's not this crazy innovation or anything like this, but it was just to try and launch an NFT project that supports all of this unreal innovation that I'm witnessing on Terra. So yeah, that's the beginning of it.
Oh wow, that's a great story, and we all can relate to the NFT part, like telling friends that are not in crypto and that you bought a JPEG for like $1,500. Yeah, that's something that they cannot cope with. But yeah, still I can't believe sometimes the money I throw at some mints or on the secondary market, and then I flip something and then I think, yeah, that's cool. But it's still something that is hard to explain. So you guys building a dashboard, and there was a sneak peek of it I think this week, and people said like it's maybe copied, or is this real? I got a few times. So tell us about the dashboard, and most certainly it is real. So tell us.
Okay, so after doing research on DAOs and collector ecosystems and stuff like that, I thought it might be an innovation to create a dashboard that practically shows what the treasury will be investing in a clear and user-friendly manner. So instead of people clicking on the wallet address and being able to trace transactions and follow things that way, we just thought it'd be a cool and an innovative idea to be able to build a dashboard specifically for the treasury wallet assets that the holders, NFT holders, can actually stay abreast of everything that's going on in one place. Is the dashboard real? Well, it is. It's being built. It's been being built for the last 4 weeks. What you would see, what we showed yesterday, I think it was just page one of the UI, which was designed in React using Node.js, Terra.js. So if you're not a developer, you wouldn't know what that means. But it took our dev about 80 hours to just design that simple page one of the dashboard. And if you are a dev and you want to check out the GitHub to see the work that's been pushed, we do encourage that for transparency in the space, because it could look like we've just copy-pasted perhaps that dashboard from somewhere else. I don't know. But yeah, the dashboard is real. It is being built well and truly now, like before Mint, so people can see that we do mean business, that we are building up the roadmap prior to Mint. So it's ready to go for Mint. So I guess next stages will be, so next week, the dev is working on the front end. So the front end links to the UI, and also working on the back end, which would be smart contracts, which would link all the three together to make this user interface to be able to be updated in real time so people can see what's going on. And it's not easy work to be done. And we're just going to be doing it in stages and releasing screenshots, and if it's not, you know, we might even release videos of the developer interacting with the dashboard and stuff, so it looks more real, I suppose. But yeah, so soon we will be linking one of our wallets we have been purchasing NFTs for over the past month, because one of the synergies, one of the sections of the DeFi ecosystem is to purchase NFTs as a collector. So yeah, so we will link the multi-sig wallet that we're setting up to actually show the purchased assets in real time prior to mint, and people can access the dashboard, because it will be public and it will be live, so people can actually see that it is real and that we're building what we say we're building.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I'm in some of the DAO systems, and all have a multi-sig setup, but like I have not the time nor the interest, to be honest, to go over every DAO wallet and see what the treasury is doing. Is doing well? Are we selling NFTs? Aren't we selling NFTs? So having a dashboard and just a simple YU dashboard that you can see the vault acting, like purchasing or selling an NFT that's has a top price at the moment, or altcoins, or that you can follow the whole system is very good. Would you say there is a difference between all the DAO hedge funds and your project? Can you explain something about that?
Yeah, I suppose it wasn't about creating this brilliant new innovation in the space. I guess we just looked at, I guess it comes from the idea to support Terra. And when I say support, that word could be used in different ways. But for me, it was just about being inspired by everyone. NFT projects that are brave enough and creative enough to launch projects, to support them by purchasing their NFTs and essentially growing the assets or the treasury vault by engaging with these purchases and a vibrant DeFi ecosystem. So I guess there isn't any major difference between a lot of these DAOs. There's a lot of DAOs that are launching. DAO's such a buzzword in the NFT scene and stuff at the moment. I don't know if any of them are actually autonomous, because there are always people in the background doing housekeeping and stuff like that. But yeah, so is there any major difference between every other hedge fund DAO out there? Not necessarily, except for the fact that we are building a dashboard which is specific to the Treasury Vault wallet. But I guess there is always room for these DAOs, these collector DAOs and hedge funds, because it not only creates awareness in the space. See, every DAO can't purchase every NFT unless they've got like a lot of money. Maybe like Galactic Punks would be able to. But I think for us, it was about creating a platform to support NFT projects, protocols that are building on Terra and altcoins, supporting the projects by just having discussions in Discord and sharing everyone's journey about which projects that they like and which projects that they've made money on and why, and discussing the teams and the innovation behind some of these brilliant projects. And yeah, essentially giving utility to the NFTs in the sense of having like a war chest of assets that are appreciating in price or accumulating, I guess you would say.
Yeah. So I like the whole idea and the concept of being part of the community and see the vault expand. And you guys are also planning a game that you teased a little picture of from a pixel side of the game. Is it play to earn? Is it just for fun? And can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, if you're planning an ecosystem and, well, the game that we're planning, if you look at phase 7 of the dashboard, it says like gaming. And it's not, that's the end of the roadmap. And it wasn't about creating like a AAA rated metaverse style play to earn game, because that's beyond our means and it's definitely not within the budget. So when we talk about gaming and me coming up in the 80s and playing games in the 90s, and I really resonate with some of those simple pixel platformer games that are like Mario or California Games. And the idea was just to sort of tie the backstory and the lore into another form of media that would be engaging and a way to be able to elaborate on that narrative. And it's just something fun for the community. But what we're building now is a 10-level game just for community fun, something different to poker, although we know lunatics absolutely love their poker and Rumble and Gartic. But what we're building, the first 5 levels will be out in the next couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, tops, is a simple pixel platformer game like Mario, where our space rebel can roam through the levels, I guess, and his mission is to collect lunar coins constantly and fight bad guys, obviously. And he's hunting for the mint button. So in every level, he's searching for a hidden mint button, which he has to find to sort of get the NFT. So it's not unlike all of us in the real world, where we're always grinding for whitelist and trying to hit that mint button, literally. So the game, you've got some more sneak peeks. We're about to drop maybe later today or tomorrow of the characters' animations. So there's a lot of development for a game, but obviously we need our character to be able to jump, run, fight, and all of that. And our animator, Pixel Animator, has sent through a bunch of GIFs of the latest designs, which all look pretty cool. So this, at this point in time, this game is just for fun. And if the community later down the track, because it's a community-centric ecosystem, the community doesn't want to put 20% of the funds into a game and we vote on that, then we won't. But if the community does, and I know a lot of people do like gaming, and then we can all discuss, that's what it's about. It's about, I don't want to sit at the head of the table and say, we're doing this game, we're buying these NFTs, we're going to buy these altcoins. The framework of the ecosystem has been set up so we can all share our knowledge. It's about collective intelligence. So some people will have different journeys to others. Some people have different experience to others, and we can all share our journeys and our knowledge and our skills in the synergy chats, in Discord, and discuss what has worked for us and what we want to do. You know, like if the community does like pixel games and wants to put 20% of the money into a game, then surely we'll develop that. But it's not going to be my call to make. Same with the purchases of the NFTs or the altcoin allocations. It's all about community getting together, sharing their journey, having a voice, being heard, and essentially getting in the driver's seat of this project and helping us drive the direction of the project, pretty much.
Yeah, so you're just facilitating what the community hopefully want to do, and also I admire your passion about it. I admire that you already have a project, a product, and also are investing in NFTs already, because you are minting, you are buying floor NFTs for the vault already without any funds being sent your way, or without being able, or your mint is not really in the next 2 weeks or something. So you're already investing in your project and in product, and that's very cool to see. And we share that with the community. I also wanted to ask, the Squid Invasion is still a question about the future projects. And I know you're not sure about what, if you can come to the decision to make those new projects, but is there something that the community also can interact with, like ideas or suggestions for next projects of the Squid Invasion brand? Can you turn off your mic for a second? Yeah, thank you. Corvina? You didn't go away, right? So I don't know where Corvina is at the moment, but maybe she's having a real life thing. There was another question for you, for the Terra Underground. It's one of the comments was like, your NFT art of the NFT is like a 80s rebel kind of thing, and it looked a bit like Anarchist. I think there is a big difference between the two, but can you comment on the similarities a bit?
Yeah, for sure. So I guess there has been that question from people in the space that, hey, your art looks like Anarchist's.
What do you have to say about that, or would you like to comment on that? And I guess my response to that is, firstly, that's a fair call. Like, you know, we've both got space helmets and space backgrounds and stuff, so that point is valid. And I guess art is totally subjective, so some people will look at that art and then instantly compare and make comparisons to either anarchists or any other project. And then there will be other people that will possibly not see those similarities and or look past those similarities at the differences and stuff. And the art came third for us. The first was ecosystem. The second was backstory and lore, which is a metaphor for what we are all living right now. The backstory is based on a bunch of rebels that are saying a big, like, F you to the current state of the world and governments and systems and the centralized world and all that. And I thought a good way to have this narrative and have people resonate with what we're doing is to sort of use that metaphor for where we are all at right now in the world, empowering ourselves through crypto and decentralization and making it not in a centralized manner. So the backstory was sort of based on that, a bunch of DeFi rebels that have come out of the ashes of this dinosaur centralized world and are fighting for their freedom. And if you look at the artwork, it was based around this idea of these space rebels. Obviously, we're on Luna and Luna's a moon, and backstory was going to incorporate the Terraverse. And I'm thinking, you know, coming from the 80s and 90s and loving Star Wars and all of these like brilliant movies and stuff, the idea was to create the type of space rebel that related to our backstory and lore and resonated with the whole vibe of Terra. And it wasn't for a few months after we had created our base character that that anarchist had actually launched, and me having a emotional attachment to our artwork, I guess I was seeing straight past the similarities and at the differences. So I wasn't really worried. But later down the track, when we actually went live on Twitter and stuff, and it's not everyone saying, hey, you guys are the same, or you've just stolen their ideas. It's just some people have just asked that question. And I guess I wanted to explain that, you know, those calls are valid, and we just designed our characters on our own before seeing that, just based on our ideas and backstory and all that. So yeah, but a shout out to anarchists, because they're legends and we love the project, love the artwork, and the team are solid in the space. So like, honestly, a big shout out to anarchists.
Yeah, so sometimes your like artwork and projects are developed like months before they go live on Twitter or on Discord, and to be honest, of course I can see similarities, but you, if you have a base character, you have all the things and threats already designed and ready to go, and just you need to do just adjust some things. You cannot throw everything away because project similar looks like you, because that will set your project back months in and all the work of the artist. And to be honest, if you really look them just set them side by side, I think there is a major difference in art style, and in and Blue did a beautiful job here. So there was a problem with the Squid Invasion microphone, so I asked you about the interaction between future projects and the community or the owners of your first collection. Do you guys have some plans to integrate community IDs or like a DAO system? I don't want to cope every project with a DAO system. It's something I'm getting a bit frustrated about, that every project needs a DAO system. But I think interaction with the community and ideas of the community into a project is a great idea. What is your idea about that, Corvina?
Thank you. Well, basically, we do love to interact with our community also in the decision aspects. We are we are asking for the community's help at the moment to test the game, to tell us if what they think about it. And we have received some wonderful feedback from our community. Also some requests to change little aspects. And we do want to continue that. The secondary projects will be related to Squid Invasion only as to it being the main brand from which the various element will stem. And the holders of our NFT will basically be like holding a stock of our brand Squid Invasion. The secondary projects will be developed completely outside Squid Invasion, related to it, like the card game, for example, which has the squids and the Squid Invasion name, but will be the card game isn't on Terra. It's just has the is a mean to advertise Terra to outsiders, to bring new people in, to let them know about this amazing ecosystem. We want to bring the same energy and collaboration with the community also in the future projects, some of which will, as I said, will be on-chain and some will be still outside. We're not looking into merchandise-like things. We're gonna look more into interactive elements, like the maybe continue with the game elements, and yeah, we will probably look into getting our community involved also in the decision system, or so that's certainly something we do want to implement and have, especially because you can't grow without it. The community represents Terra and its amazing ideals. So bringing it back to our main project and to a secondary project is something we really don't want to do.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I think I have get at like enough questions of your projects to have a good idea. I hope everybody has. Is there anything else someone here wants to ask one of the projects? Just raise your hand, because we are open. I want to give like both projects like a final thought idea. So what would you say to the community, and like the bullets summary of your project? So Squid Invasion, shoot, do your final say.
Well, if anyone has questions, we're happy to answer anytime. Hop on the Discord. We're happy to answer any questions, easy, difficult ones. We're ready. And please do join. We do love receiving feedback from the community. And I want to thank the Luartians for having us in this space. It has been really nice to be able to speak, let people know about our NFT, what it is, and differentiate our NFT, especially from our card game. And also, you can look up in our Twitter. We do have a video explaining our concepts, the project. I'm the voice of the video, and DWX, the co-founder, created the video, and it's really easy and gives a real overview of our project. I also want to compliment Terra Underground on their project. It sounds amazing. Like, you guys are doing incredible stuff, and Dashboard is something that will take Terra by storm, because it's really new and really nice.
Yeah, thank you. And you almost forgot that you're launching on 16th of May on Mazir. You guys have a low supply of 756 NFTs for $90 a piece. So be fast and get those whitelists and OGs in the Discord.
And we're also hosting a game this Sunday, so join in. We're going to give out quite a lot of whitelists and OG spots. We still have many because we decided that we wanted the community involved. We wanted to see who was really into the project, and we're rewarding all our community members that are participate, that are active. We're launching on Messier. And we're really happy about that, with the nice UE, nice fresh look. So yeah, launching on the 16th, 765 NFTs, $90. So come join.
Farewell, farewell. Yeah, and the game day is with Traduce, I hear. So that's also a very good project. We will be inviting them for a space later in the week, I think. And any final thoughts on you, Jedi Rebel?
Likewise, we'd like to say a shout out to Squid Invasion. It's been like a real pleasure to join this space with you, to do our space games together a week ago. And obviously being from the 80s and 90s, like I keep going on about, I'm a big fan of board games, so creating a board game that's Terra-based, featuring NFT projects that we all know and love is just something really cool. And final thoughts, I guess, from the team, we just want to say thanks. We want to shout out to the community. It's really not an easy thing to launch an NFT project. Community is everything, and to have that support from you guys it's rather humbling. So we just want to say thanks. If you resonate with the project and the vision, then come on board, engage with us in Discord, have a chat. We're always there, and let's create something special together on Terra. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you both for joining this space, and a very, very, very big shout out to Terra Spaces and Finn, because yeah, I had some major issues and I still don't know how to solve them, but I will do this week, I hope. So major shout out to Terra Spaces for recording and hosting this Terra Space in like 5 minutes that I texted him. Rest me to all have a good weekend. And be in the Discord, look at the Twitter. I know everybody is busy and in like dozens and dozens of Discords. If you have a question, or if we have a sneak peek, or if there is alpha on both projects, just see the pings and get notified. And if you like a game or want to own a whitelist, yeah, sure, join us, and we are giving them away, or the teams are giving them away. You can be part of these groups.
Robin, can I say something?
Sure.
Firstly, thanks to Finn for helping set this up. We know that we had some tech difficulties at the start, so that's epic for him last minute to come on board. And secondly is a shout out to you, Robin, personally, for hosting this and starting Luardian Spaces, because what you give to the Terra community is mind-boggling, and you should be proud of what you're doing. So it's great to have you on board as a team member, as our community manager, and yeah, just keep doing what you do, mate. It's like, it's greatly appreciated within the space, so mad respects.
Thank you, that's our very kind words. Yeah, we'll keep doing, and I also want to shout out to Crypto Pinkas, because he's always been there along the way with me, working hard, and of course the recent events of Luard shed some dark lights, and we have to explain that we are a separate culture, but yeah, we are bound by name and by trade by them, but and I also know there are like a lot of hardworking people in Luard. So I hope they can be transparent and can rebuild at some point. I know it will be hard, but we will be here, and I will help where I can. So rest me to close off the Luarchi Spaces, and thanks everybody that joined in, that leave and joined back in again. I know it's the first one, so it's already fun to see that we have some crowd join in. And it has been a great talk. Thank you all and have a good weekend.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Luartian Spaces with Terra Underground and Squid Invasion, recorded on Saturday, May 7th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Check both belts, yo, we're locked and loaded. Coming through to test y'all works of oldies. Like the motherfucking past ain't relevant. Selling these cats on the same old developments. Folks hacked into the housing projects. Never even known what it's like to prosper. Fuck that, y'all, I thought this was America. Marinating in the raw bold is our character. The fight that's ahead, shit, it won't be easy. It's like the MPP got people greedy. That's the narrative of perpetual progression. And it's civilization's darkest lesson. Don't take it from me, look the fuck around. And know what to look for before it goes down. And know what you're good for when they come to your town. Cross that threshold and get drugged the fuck out.
Check out the tech. Check out the tech. Check out the technique. Check out the tech. Check out the tech. Check out the tech. Check out the technique. Check out the rhythm. Check out the tech. Check out the technique. Check out the tech. Check out the tech, out the technique.
You better farm your land or it'll get farmed for you. Big farmer farming hemp, the greed's loyal. It's all in these documents I bring forward. The nobles are obviously in league with big oil. When we release the lease on these resources, we'll need of course a briefcase and three sorcerers, complete with Greek sources and people to pull the trigger when I give these orders. Struggling a while with these disorders, chaotic neutral but still wishing he was in orbit. Stomps only go up when did this shit become do or die. Viva Elon Musk will be my battle cry. I mean, somebody's gotta lead the autists into battle when we finally defeat the bosses. Level up shit and shift the wealth and make sure you keep a little bit for yourself.
Check out the tech, tech, tech. Check out the tech, check out the technique. Check out the tech, tech, tech. Check out the tech, check out the technique. Check out the rhythm, tech, tech, rhythm. Check out the tech, check out the technique. Check out the tech, tech, tech. Check out the tech, check out the technique.
Terra Spaces.